whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I am Jessica Young.
And
we are here to rant and rave.
Boo. I'm sick. Can you hear it? Also, I have a cough drop in my mouth, so if you hear it clunking against my teeth, that's honestly better than me hacking in your ears.
Oh, you're a trooper. You've been sick for a week.
A week.
So I applaud you for giving the listeners what they want, and that's you.
They may not after today.
They do. Okay.
I'm the only one in my family that's gotten a flu shot so far, and yet I am the sickest because this is a cold, not the flu.
Right, right.
But it knocked me down in bed for 4 days.
Remember the days when you were a kid and it was a big deal? You were real sick if you had to miss 1 day of school, that meant your parent was taking you to the doctor most likely.
Yeah.
Or you were staying in bed all day or on the couch and that's it. Now, when you're an adult, 4 days, that's if you're lucky.
I know. It's insane. And it happened I feel so bad because we missed pumpkin carving. I missed 3 Halloween parties. Aww. Like, everything's just been... Mm-hmm. And... You know, I don't know. I can't even think straight. Mm-hmm. Like, I just have been knocked down.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Maybe you can carve pumpkins tonight or tomorrow or Wednesday or not.
Yeah.
They can just go on your stoop and be a nice, lovely Halloween decoration.
Well, Dan Tipton has a new job, so he hasn't been around as much. Mm-hmm. And he is the one that usually is the...
Carver,
yes,
and scooper.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I have the strength. So we might be painting pumpkins.
Okay. I was just going to say, no joke. Paint it or hello. You can even just draw a silly face with a black Sharpie.
I know. I'm
for real. That's
that
not a cop out.
I hope I can get away with it.
You can't. Do you have any paints here?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was going to say, I have a whole thing of paints I would have brought. Like good kid friendly paints,
yeah,
and it washes off if you get it on your hands.
Yeah.
Paint the pumpkins. That's a great
activity. And then I can just turn them around for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or cover them in glitter.
Yeah. I still have to go get his Halloween costume. Ugh. I'm just the worst.
Oy vey.
I'm the worst.
No, you're not. You're a mother who's sick. Okay.
Well, that was my week. We did a show together.
Yes.
And then I got sick and dropped out of society. How was your week?
You know, I'll say this really quick. For you and for any other mom listening, I always say this, and I am not a mother, but moms aren't ever allowed to be sick, okay?
Yeah.
If men get sick, yes, I'm sorry to stereotype, but I, even with my own husband or anyone's husband I know... Men act like they're dying when they have a cold. Okay?
They're out.
They're out of commission.
Yeah.
Moms never get to be sick. You have to be there for the partner or spouse. You have to be there for your kid. You got to be there for yourself. So hats off to you and every other mom that keeps it going and can't just be like, I don't feel like dealing, and stay in bed for the next 24 hours.
Thanks, Jessica.
Seriously.
Yeah. And also... because of all the fires.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we had snow days.
Yes.
Out here, they have smoke days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So school was canceled on Friday.
Yep. Weren't planning on that, were you?
No, sure wasn't.
Yeah. God dang it.
It's been pretty crazy around here in California.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every year there's a season where we're just on fire.
Yes.
But it's very tragic.
Yeah. It's awful. We will sadly talk about that even more for later on in the episode.
Yes, but we have a positive thing that we can do to help.
Yes.
I guess I need to tell people how to get a hold of us,
go
right?
ahead.
Please do get a hold of us. Please just drop us a line and say, hey, I listen to you. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, this made me laugh. Oh, also, I actually was speaking with someone at our show the other night, mm-hmm, that has a company that would help us get merch.
Hmm.
So I know this is a total surprise to Jessica,
But I had good surprise with wide eyes, not scowling eyes.
So start thinking, guys, about maybe like quotes that we've said that have made you guys laugh, or that listeners have written in that have made you laugh. And we might be able to design like a special Thanksgiving limited edition t-shirt or something, mm-hmm, like that. So be thinking about those things. Also, rate, review, subscribe. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately because I've been sick, like more than normal. Okay, let's be honest, an exorbitant amount of podcasts because I've been ill. And everybody talks about how they're trying to organically grow if they're not with a large company. And it's really, really a hard market to grow in. You guys have been amazing to us and we couldn't appreciate you more. Please keep telling your friends, spreading the word. That's the only thing that helps us grow.
Yeah.
So we really, really appreciate it. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com, or you can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Be thinking about, too, what kind of things you might like from us. I also was talking to this person about maybe starting a Patreon where you guys can help support us and what kind of prizes you guys might like for that. So those are some things. Listen, we're all a team, guys.
Yeah.
We're a team. So be thinking about what you guys want from us and let us know. Just hit us up. Yeah.
Totally.
How was your week?
My week was good. You know, I went to, I'll make this short and sweet. I went to a lovely, lovely wedding. You know, like how much weddings have changed over the last 20 years, say, right, compared to our parents' day.
Right.
Even from like friends that I know that got married in their early 20s and maybe had huge weddings and things like that. Now, when people get married these days, or especially if people get married later on, I hate saying later on in life, but meaning not in your 20s, like into your 30s, 40s, even 50s. Whenever. A dear friend of mine got married and she did it all herself. The decor, like she had some of her friends help her out, but it was so incredible. They had a local restaurant make tacos, but like the best tacos you've ever had, and all their accoutrements and side things. It was incredible. They were making it fresh nonstop. It wasn't like sitting in dishes and cold. So people were just loving it. They had a margarita bar.
Oh, fun.
Fresh, like pureed mango margaritas or jalapeno margaritas.
I'll pass.
I don't even like jalapeno. I even liked those. They were great. And then for the entertainment, a mariachi band.
Lovely.
It was so delightful and so perfect. It was great. Just I can't say enough about it.
That's
they
awesome.
Got married in their backyard. She decorated it beautifully. And then her next door neighbor allowed them to use their yard. And that's where the reception was.
Nice.
And the tabletops were all, you would have freaked, succulents and like huge orange marigolds and like all kinds of purple and pink dahlias. And then mini pinatas.
Cute.
Oh, God. It was a delight.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Michelle of MC Design Collaboration, big hats off to you and congrats again. But she's an incredible merchandiser. She was a mentor to me in my early days of retail out here. So I commend her. She's also the one who's very involved with Pug Nation LA and started Shop Sweet Tea Love with those
lovely
shirts that say grateful and blessed and happy and all that kind of stuff.
So last week I had a very big scare. We thought we lost Ollie.
Yes.
And I had already made missing posters, and I actually went to the Van Nuys Animal Shelter near me, and there was a pug there.
Oh.
You guys, it just reminded me, like I was taking pictures of all the kitties, and that's the worst place for me to go because then I just cry and I want to bring everybody home.
Yes.
But I'm telling you guys, if you are looking for a pet, please, please adopt. Don't shop, because any kind of animal you want is available.
It's true.
And looking for homes. They even have lizards and hamsters and I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah. Everything you can imagine. Birds.
And there are shelters all across the country.
All over,
every town and city has, sadly, an animal shelter of some kind.
And if you want to get rid of a pet, take them to a shelter, please. Mm-hmm. Don't let them. And I say that because remember I took you to my peaceful place, which now I guess has since burnt down.
Well, about 30 acres of it.
Oh, my God. I haven't been to the pond.
I was freaking out.
Because literally we were there days before it happened.
Yes.
And I went back a couple of days later to feed the little minnows that I kept talking to.
Yes.
And remember we kept hearing this big splash?
Yeah.
Okay, I know
fish,
what it was.
Right?
Yes, but it was a fish. Can I tell you what I saw?
Oh, yeah. Tell them, because you sent me a picture of it and it's kind of ugly.
Yeah. So if you've ever had a fish tank, you know what a plecostomus is. They're these brown fish that are bottom feeders and they keep your tank clean.
Yep.
Well, clearly somebody was tired of having this thing in their tank They released it in that pond because I saw it. It was right up against the bank. And Jessica, it's those big fish, yeah, they get big based on how much you feed it. Well, it's in a freaking pond. That thing was from my elbow to the tips of my fingers long.
No way.
And this big around, like, oh, bigger around than the circumference of my head. I'm not joking you. I saw it. I was so stunned I couldn't even take a picture. I was standing there by myself going, oh my God, what? Oh God, like trying to figure out what I was looking at.
You sent me like an official species image of it.
I did, yes. I love it. Because that's exactly, there was no, you so can't,
crazy.
You can't accidentally be like, I think I may have seen a Plecostomus.
Oh my God,
like,
oh
it's
my
really
God.
Specific. Anyway. I don't hilarious. Even know what we're talking about. This is going to be a crazy...
We're talking about the splashing in the back of the pond.
Yeah, and animals and cat rescues and a pug.
Oh, my God.
Ollie is home. He just got trapped in a neighbor's backyard.
I will say, and I'm not that person, and I wasn't just trying to save face. Of course, I'm going to always try to be positive, but I am telling you, I just immediately, when you told me he was gone, I'm like, no, he's not. I didn't tell you, but in my mind's eye, I'm like, he is not.
I felt like somebody took him inside because he was beautiful.
That's what I was wondering.
And he didn't have a bow tie on at the time because he had lost his. And I kept thinking, oh, I couldn't find the bag of bow ties. I was going to order some more. And I just kept putting it off. And then he was lost. And I was so upset. So you better gosh darn believe he's got a bow tie on now. I wrestled him. I was like, I don't care if you want it on or not.
Yes.
But he was pretty cool about it.
Aww.
And he was definitely glad to be home. I went over and picked him up and my neighbor was like, oh, look at him. He was burying his head in my armpit like, Mom, where have you been?
Aww.
I'm starving. He's so too big to jump the fence.
I know.
You picked him up today.
He is a lot heavier than I expected.
He is a gorilla.
He is. He's so fluff.
I love him.
I love him.
He's
too.
Been a good caretaker while I've been sick.
Oh.
Except not often do you want somebody licking your forehead while you're sick. But
no, especially not with sandpaper.
Yeah, but I know it's out of love. Well, should we get into our first rant?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Who's up first?
I think you are. I felt like we paused for some kind of musical, like a bunch of British podcasts.
Rant.
British podcasts, they all use the same transition music. It goes dun dun dun. Even a lot of Australian ones too.
That's
really weird.
Funny.
Anyway, we don't have music. We just paused awkwardly.
Bizarre.
You're up first.
This is a rant that came to us from recent live recording that we did. And
we asked the audience. Didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, we asked the audience for rants, so we got to a few of them in that live show, and then we said we would save the others for upcoming episodes.
Yay!
This subject is engine revving. I hate when men try to show off by revving their car's engine. How is this supposed to impress anyone? Has this worked for them in the past? Did a woman hear them rev their engine, then immediately fall in love with them? Why?
That's so funny.
Oh, God. This is really funny, and I'm going to tell you real quick. Two different stories about engine revving. One, my old boss, her dad and mom used to come by the store every so often, and the dad would always come in and be like, hi, okay, how are you guys doing? All right, great. Good to see you. Thanks. Bye. And he was like ready to be out, like in and out less than 5 minutes. Her mom liked to really talk to everybody and look around at every single thing, and her dad would get really annoyed. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're older, like I don't mean old, but like they're my parents' age. They're in their 70s. So her dad would always, they'd always seem to manage to pull up right in front, like one of the meters out front. And her dad would be like, come on, let's go. And he would call out his wife's name. And then when she wouldn't oblige, he would turn on the car. And then I'd hear, vroom, vroom, vroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he would start revving the engine and it would make me cry with laughter. Because I was so tickled by it because he was such a nice guy. It's just not what you would expect from it. And it really tickled me that he would rev his engine. That was his way of letting everyone know very loudly, but without being rude and verbally saying anything, get in the car, lady. It's time to go.
That's funny. insane.
And we have a neighbor who warms up their car every morning. I don't think I need to remind all of you, we live in Los Angeles, not to mention we live in the valley,
yeah,
the hottest part of Los Angeles.
Yeah, why do you need to warm up
your don't.
Car? Also, cars nowadays don't really need a warm up.
Thank you.
Unless you're in like
frozen tundra, right, in Siberia.
Negative 30 degree weather. Yeah.
So he turns on the car and then every so often we hear vroom, 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 and he's like revving the engine a lot. So finally, one of my other neighbors in the building came outside and said, look, man, you do this every morning. It's really early. I have trouble sleeping as it is. I don't need to get up as early as you do in the morning. You're doing it right under my bedroom window. Please stop. And he said, no, he was warming up the car for his wife.
Wait, so the heat?
Yes. I don't know what he means. Warming it up because, again, it's still 95 degrees here.
Right.
Or warming it up because she likes it to also be 95 degrees in the car. We're
then
not quite sure.
Roll down the window.
So my neighbor has now taken to, she and I have the front two spots, okay? We have the front two units of my building. Everybody else has like covered parking spots underneath the building, like a covered carport, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. She and I have the two spots right in front of our units because there's like a little driveway and a garage that she and I share.
Uh-huh.
So instead of taking her driveway spot, she has now taken to parking permanently at the street parking that's right under her window because the rest of the curb is red, making it so that her spot is always open in uh-huh. the driveway and that she parks on the street to prevent those neighbors from parking there.
Oh,
she's
so
done
they
it
can't
for like
rev.
The last 3 weeks. Uh-huh.
So they can't rev.
Uh-huh. 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 It forces them to park further down the street.
Well, I guess that's what they get for not being accommodating. Oh my God. But you know, so many of your other neighbors are like, that bitch has
of
a spot.
Course, of course.
Yeah.
So I even told her, I'm like, well, can we take that spot now? Do you have any experience with people revving their engine, trying to be real macho?
Well, I guess I'm kind of used to it because my dad and uncles used to build dune buggies and stuff like that. And we had all kinds of motorcycles and mopeds, yes, and four-wheelers and things. But one thing I have noticed, now this is a good use of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that? But I have noticed, we have a lot of motorcycle incidents here in Los uh-huh. Angeles. And I have noticed a lot of motorcyclists on the freeway when they're getting ready to split lanes beside you, they'll rev their engine to let you know they're coming, which I think is good.
Is that why they're doing it?
I think so. I've noticed it quite a bit before a motorcycle will come up beside me. I'll hear vroom, vroom, and I know they're coming. So I won't try and cross lanes or okay. anything. Because, you know, the live show, we haven't released that yet. We'll probably release that as a bonus episode. But in the live show, I talked about I witnessed a motorcycle accident,
yes,
that day.
I actually think that part got cut off.
Oh, no.
I'm not joking.
We're going to have to listen and uh-huh. see what happened. Well, I witnessed a motorcycle accident. It was a
right
woman,
before our show.
Right before our show. I was going to go get my nails done, but I got sidetracked. Because she was afraid to call an, she didn't want them to call an ambulance because she didn't have insurance. So I asked her, I said, please let them call someone, let them check you out. If they will release you to me, I will stay here and wait for you and take you where you need to be. And so that's what I did. Her hand was clearly broken. It was crooked in places it shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
So, and I think she had a lot of adrenaline at the time because then when we got in the car, you know, I'm a total stranger to her and she kind of just lost it at yeah. that point. So, but she texted me a few days ago and said that she had went to the emergency room. She got it because we went to urgent care and they mm-hmm. were like, here's the thing with urgent care. Yes, it's cheaper than an emergency room visit, but you have to pay every penny before you walk out the door.
Yeah.
Whereas an emergency room can set up a payment plan.
Right.
Ugh, what a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she ended up going to the emergency room. They reset her hand and she said she was doing okay, which she's so lucky because I didn't see the actual impact. Mm-hmm. I just heard it and
right.
then went over there. And the guys that were standing there said that she flipped off of the bike and hit her head ugh. On the ground and on a parked car.
Oh, shit.
So I'm glad that she's all right.
Was she wearing a helmet?
She was, yes.
Okay, good.
And the helmet was a little cracked up, but right. otherwise she seemed okay. She had some holes in her clothes.
Well, it was also very commendable and nice of you to sit with her, and everybody could use a helping hand from a stranger.
It was interesting
when
because...
And scared.
Yes, I don't want to make this into like a gender fight. But the reason I did that is when I walked up, there were several men who had run over, which is wonderful.
Yes.
But they were fighting amongst themselves because one was saying, she doesn't want you to call an ambulance. And the other was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Look at her. She's got a call. And they were like fighting and not listening to her. Uh-huh. And I just let them fight.
Right.
And I leaned down to her. And that's when I said,
yeah.
Hey, listen, I will wait for you. Mm-hmm. Let them at least look at you and make sure there's nothing immediately right. dangerous. You know, because I just, and I, the guys too were like, they came in, they caused this ruckus. It was like they dropped a smoke bomb and left
yep.
because they were like, well, I can't stay. I got to go here. I got to get. And I'm like, well, you whipped everyone into a frenzy here.
Right?
And now you're leaving. And I was like, this woman needs a comment.
This is what you should do, but yes. I'm going to do nothing to help implement
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I just thought this poor woman needs a calm energy right yes. now. And that's why I stuck around. And I talked about this in the live show, which maybe that's gone now, but the firefighters were like, wait a minute, you don't know her? And I was like, no, I was just parked in my car over here. Mm-hmm. He put his hand on his heart and he goes, oh my God, that kind of restores my faith in humanity.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I'm assuming they see stuff like that all the time. He goes, nah, no stranger ever waits around for somebody to help him out.
No, I'm sure they were very shocked by that.
Yeah, which is sad to me.
Yeah.
Because... yeah, I had things I could have been doing, but nothing so important that I couldn't take the time to help this woman.
Nothing so important like our first live show.
I knew I had plenty of time. I knew I had time. So I did end
I'm
up
kidding.
Dropping her off with a friend at urgent care,
ran
home, grabbed clothes, and then went to our live show. But yeah, that was interesting. So engine revving in that case... is good.
Yes.
But I think engine revving under someone's bedroom window is not.
But some people also just do it as they're going by. You have to motorcycle and cars, and there
they
is
like
a
to
very
scare
specific
people.
Type
it's
of
loud.
Car. Yeah.
Yes.
Or people that have gotten modified mufflers. Ugh. You can go shove it.
Yes. Especially when they turn. Yeah, and then you look, you're like expecting some kind of giant monster truck, and it's a little tiny Honda Civic.
And it's a Miata.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God.
That's very funny.
Hilarious.
Don't rev your engine if you don't need to.
No.
And when do you need to, really?
You don't ever. That's what I'm saying. It is purely a macho
yeah.
thing, and I hate it. I
unless
hate
you're
it.
Like out on the Autobahn, keep it quiet.
Well, when that happens, we'll rediscuss. The 405 is not the Autobahn.
No, it is not.
All right. Well, let's take it on into your rant
so
now.
Tis the season. Mm-hmm. Since we are behind schedule, as we have been the last, 3 weeks?
Not really.
No, this episode comes out tonight.
Then people are probably excited. We're very on schedule and very timely.
Oh, okay, good. So Halloween, I believed for the last 3 weeks, was on Wednesday, and Jessica just told me a few minutes ago it's on Thursday.
Was that right?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look.
I'm pretty sure.
I just believed you.
Mm-hmm.
I just believed you. We should look.
It 100%
today is the 28th. Yeah, so then... if I knew how to do my
yeah, Halloween yeah, is Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad I didn't take my kid.
Yeah.
I even said, what are you doing Wednesday night? I even invited my little friend Kate. You want to go trick-or-treating Wednesday night?
Oh,
she said,
God.
Yeah. She didn't correct me.
She's probably like, oh, cool. It's an early trick-or-treat.
Well, I'm going to have to tell her now. So my rant is about horrible Halloween haunts. And the reason that this came about is because I was going to read this for a corner. World's Scariest Haunted House will pay you $20,000 if you can make it through a tour. And then you were like, oh my gosh, I saw this article about...
that a listener sent in to us.
A listener sent in. Sorry for all the coughing and snotting. You guys were both like crazy, but I'll try and edit as much as I can. But you, from a listener, that was, you have to sign this waiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's probably McCaney Manor, because yep. my article was McCaney Manor. And I've done a ton of research on McCaney Manor. You can watch all of their videos on YouTube, and they're like 4 hours
I'll
long.
Pass.
They're like 4 hours long, and they're really, I would say, definitely past. They're not a positive thing. But I've seen interviews with McCamey and stuff. And so here, I'll read this. The owner of McCamey Manor, dubbed by many the world's most terrifying haunted house, is promising anyone who can survive its scariest tour yet a prize of $20,000. Many haunted houses claim to be the most terrifying, but there's a general consensus among cheap thrill enthusiasts that McCamey Manor is really the scariest of them all. And if its current reputation wasn't enough, owner Russ McCamey is upping the ante by offering a prize of $20,000 to anyone brave enough to make it through a tour that can last up to 10 hours and take participants to their physical and mental limits. So basically, this McCamey guy this is just off the top of my head, so don't quote me on anything, but I believe he was in the military and he was in some sort of division where he was trained a little bit on getting information from prisoners of war.
Okay.
So a lot of the things that he does within his McCamey Manor is very mental. There's a lot of which can damage people.
Yes.
And so,
is that why you need a doctor's note?
He, part of the beginning of it is you have to be approved and you have to sign this 40-page waiver and you have to have a doctor's note. Like there's, and he goes through, nope. And that's why the YouTube videos are so long. Like you have to skip through some of it because part of the beginning of the mental mind screw is going through that 40-page, every single word of the 40 pages with them the day before at like a restaurant or something. And basically I read in an article that some people have tried to come back and sue them for injuries and mental issues. And the 40-page waiver is so ironclad, nobody has been able to win.
Why do people want to, I'm serious. I these understand some more, people are thrill seekers or yes, they want to do something
and
different.
And it's becoming more and more popular to see. No. How much you can withstand because they are allowed to touch you.
Nope.
They're allowed to mentally mess with
you. Waterboard you.
They can waterboard you.
Are you joking?
No.
I was. Okay. Nope. No,
there is a waterboarding. There's a waterboarding element in the McCamey Manor.
Oh my God.
They can hurt you. Like people come out with scratches and bruises and cuts. They also can force feed you.
What?
Uh-huh. And they will force feed you rotten eggs, snake eggs, your own vomit.
Okay.
I mean, it really is. And to me, it's like, you want to test your mental fortitude. Go do survivor stuff with Bear Grylls.
Take a Mensa exam.
Okay. Or that. Yeah. But it's like these kinds of things, this is torture.
Yeah. I don't and like anything about it.
No, it's not
end.
Okay. And then people who pass through it sometimes are asked to work there. And to me, like the people who work there and are inflicting this fear on people, there's also something a little jacked up about that.
Yes.
Because I don't like to see people in pain.
Me neither.
I don't like to see people afraid or upset. And these people get a kick out of it. They want to break somebody.
Yeah.
You know? So to me, and there's many, many different kinds. Now, there's also the blackout, which you go through by yourself. There's a lot of big ones in LA that are like interactive, but like the blackout you go through alone.
Absolutely not.
Jessica, your face.
Never, never.
I would say I like scary movies.
I don't.
Talking about the paranormal. Like I like to be creeped out for sure. That is beyond. Mm-mm. I don't want anybody touching me.
I wouldn't see the movie Parasite, which two people asked me to go see with them this past week. And I said no.
What is that?
I assumed that it was, especially once I heard it was Korean and I heard the name was Parasite, I thought it was a Korean horror film.
Yeah,
and those are
great at horror.
Yes. And I ain't watching any horror film. So right. I was immediately like, no. I thought it was going to be like the human centipede part two. And I'm still mentally traumatized from my friend Erica describing that to me in detail years ago.
It?
Didn't need to because she's burned it into my mind with her very descriptive description of it.
You know, I'm really good friends with the middle part of the centipede.
Nope.
She has the cutest baby.
I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I'm too scared of all of it. I'm serious. But Parasite has gotten great reviews, and apparently it's a thriller, but not a horror film at all.
Oh, okay. So you ruined
the
your word, life.
The title Parasite is like a metaphor. Yeah, now I kind of do want to see it. But I thought, oh, it's going to be some creepy, I can't handle it.
Right. I don't understand.
I just
neighed
like a horror, or just...
You what?
I just like let... I was trying to let out my pent up air, and it just came out like a horse.
Oh,
sorry.
I didn't notice.
Oh God, somebody give me strength. Would you go and blackout?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't have any interest in doing anything like that alone.
Okay. Oh, but if you were with a friend, you'd do it?
Oh, probably not.
Not the manor, but.
No,
you'd go on the haunted hayride.
I might do the haunted hayride. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I'm like, if a teenager can do it, I should be okay.
I won't even go to Not Scary Farm.
I've never done it either, yeah. but I think I would enjoy that stuff. But I am also the person that really does scream at that stuff, and then they, of course, target you. So, yeah. But my kid doesn't like anything scary. My husband doesn't like anything scary. I love it. In fact, I've been sick. And I've listened to scary podcasts and watched horror movies.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's just the season.
Oh my God, I can't handle it. I actually freaked out and somebody laughed, like they got pleasure in it at work. In fact, it was my boss. They got pleasure in it, but they put on a Halloween station last week. And it was all like, you know, the Monster Mash, which I can't stand. And we both said it at the same time. That's always the first thing that comes up. I was very tickled by hearing DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince do Nightmare on My Street. You remember that song?
No, I don't. Dear God.
Okay, I am shocked that you, of all people, do not remember this. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, A Nightmare on My Street is the name of the song. Mm-mm. And nothing petrified me more as a kid than Freddy Krueger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nothing. Okay.
I wasn't allowed to see any of this, so I wasn't really.
Well, my mom tried to forbid it. Like, she was like, she honestly let us watch whatever the hell we wanted as long as it wasn't a horror film. And mm-hmm. she really made that clear. So I would sneak and watch it.
Yeah,
she'd
me too.
Never,
that's how I saw
like,
V.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Yes. The original V. Yes. At that. Oh yeah.
I snuck down the hallway to watch because my parents were watching
I would like peek from the doorway or something. Oh my God. But my mom wasn't even watching it. I would have to like try to see if I could go downstairs maybe if
my parents were watching it.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not playing the whole thing, but I'm going to give you a little taste of Nightmare on My Street, okay? Mm-hmm. This is Will Smith, you guys, for those of you who are so young that you don't know who the Fresh Prince is.
I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street.
Oh my God. Why is it shot like an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Meets the Nightmare movies. I mean, that's just like the first verse. It's a 6 minute long video.
Nobody needs that.
So that was playing and I was laughing my ass off. Like I was like, oh my God, I have not heard this since.
I've never heard it.
I mean, I think that came out in the early 90s.
I never heard it.
But what really put me over the edge was the theme music to Halloween started playing. Mm-hmm. And I literally put my hands over my ears and I said, no, no, no. And I started freaking out. And the owner of the company I work for got so tickled. He's a Halloween junkie and he was actually like guffawing in his office because I freaked out and I walked outside. I could not handle hearing that. I can't handle it.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
And my friends were always like, okay, so you're scared of like Freddy Krueger, which is completely made up and couldn't exist, but you like movies like Misery. I'm like, yep. And they're like, and that could actually happen. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
I've always been petrified of that dumb like Freddy and Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers and all. I can't handle it.
I mean, it was so big when we were young. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Uh-huh. Now, those are real people.
Which they just played that in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery last
night.
Oh, did they? You couldn't pay me to go see that.
I would have been there.
No way.
I would have done that for sure.
Nope. You seem so disappointed.
I missed out on something
God,
else that
no,
I would have
no,
done.
No.
Yeah, but I wouldn't sign away my life to a bunch of strangers who are trying their hardest to hurt and scare me.
Yeah.
Never.
That's really horrifying.
Yeah. I mean, go climb a cliff or something. That's dangerous.
Yes.
Don't let people torture you.
No. I really don't like
really
that.
Really awkward. There's something really
physical and psychological. Like,
not for me.
No.
You know what I want? What? Candy. Specifically Kit Kats and peanut butter cups.
Yes.
Oh. That's Halloween to me.
Yes. Those are the best.
And I don't want any of that orange and black wrapped taffy.
Or candy corn or Mike and Ike's.
No.
Ugh,
I want
the
good
worst.
Stuff.
Yes.
Or there was all this. I'm trying to think of all the stuff I always gave to my dad. He liked anything black licorice.
So you gave him the Mike and Ike's.
Yes. Ugh.
I hate black licorice.
He buys those.
Some people love. I mean, that's a real acquired taste.
Yeah.
Does he like Sambuca, the Greek liqueur that tastes like
drink.
Black licorice?
Oh. I've had Sambuca shots with a coffee bean in the bottom
no
before.
Thing.
It was not good.
Black licorice and coffee? No.
Yummy.
Thanks.
It was not good. Mm-mm. Anyway, happy boo to you. Don't hurt anybody. And if you have extra peanut butter cups, send them my way.
Oh my God, those are my favorite.
I'm sick, you guys. I need some candy.
I'm going to get you a Reese's pack. It's going to be hard for you to take a cleansing breath.
I know, but I'm going to have to.
Okay.
All right. It's time for a cleansing breath. Let's get it out. You can yell. You can do whatever you want.
You can cough like you have croup.
You can cough. You can sound horrible like we do. Okay. Breathe in. Oh. And out. Yay. And now we're all better.
Well, we have some corners coming your way.
Yay. You're up first on corners.
All right. This makes me really happy. This is Kids Are Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Okay. High schoolers awarded for inventing inexpensive device that generates electricity from sound. A team of high school students have developed an inexpensive device that can generate electricity from sound. The 11th grade students from the Philippine Science High School Western Visayas campus say that the generator is like the opposite of a standard musical speaker. Rather than using power to emit sound, the inside of the speaker is equipped with magnets and coils that generate electricity when they are hit by sound waves.
Hmm.
According to the Manila Bulletin, their S-Lite invention only cost about $4. And then in parentheses, pardon me because I don't know the currency there, it says P200 pesos, most of which was spent on capacitors. Anyways, to put it in American dollars, $4. So as we know, that is very inexpensive, right?
Yeah.
The gadget typically only generates enough electricity to power a small light, but it could prove to be an invaluable source of energy and lighting for rural communities.
Hmm.
Additionally, the device's technology can be scaled up to generate larger amounts of energy for noisy areas such as airport runways.
Oh.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
The five students and their invention were awarded the Silver Award for the 2019 Young Inventors Challenge.
Silver? Who the heck won gold?
I know, right? Right? They now hope to use their education and technological experience to further develop the device and use it to help the Filipino people. So these are kids. These are young high school students that came up with a way to find a eco-friendly, renewable source of energy through sound waves.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm really still tripped up. I want to know who won gold. I really am mad. I'm like, did somebody invent like a Harry Potter cloak where they're invisible? Because that's the only thing.
Oh God, that would be amazing.
Or was it like, well, you guys bought capacitors. I made a flux capacitor and now I can travel through time. It better be something that good, right?
It better. I mean, who knows how many awards are for that, but this is from the Young Inventors Challenge.
That's amazing.
I know.
I love that they're even thinking that way, too.
I know.
Like, how can I help? How can we? Wow.
I was going to try to find the gold, but...
If you can't find it, then it clearly didn't deserve gold.
Forget it. I can't.
It's fine.
I get too nervous when I try to look for it when we're rolling.
Okay, well, my corner, I guess, is a what the what? Or it could be Weirdo of the Week.
We'll let it be what the what.
You know you want to sing your song.
I'll just let it be what the what.
Good Lord, that breath afterwards of disappointment. Just sing it.
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you leave your weirdness here?
Why is it leave? For so long, I thought it was bring.
Maybe it is bring.
I thought it was bring, but lately you've been saying leave.
Well, I don't want them bringing or leaving it.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You definitely aren't going to want anybody to bring or leave this to you. Man collects nail clippings for a year to create unique engagement ring diamond. This is from Oddity Central. Breathe, Jessica. Breathe. If you can't afford a diamond ring, or if you simply want to propose...
Then don't get married.
Or if you simply want to propose to your beloved in a really special manner...
Make one out of a straw.
You may want to check out this tutorial. What? There's a tutorial? I clearly didn't read that well. For creating an engagement ring out of a year's worth of nail clippings.
Absolutely not.
Kiwami, a Japanese DIY master famous for posting detailed how-to videos for making sharp knives out of virtually anything imaginable. Okay, well, prisoners do that too, but recently took on a different kind of challenge, creating an engagement ring with a gem made out of nail clippings he allegedly collected for a year. He kept them all in a jar and this summer turned them into a black gin, a black gem that any woman would consider herself lucky to wear on her finger, provided she didn't know what it was made of course. And here's the picture. He posed it next to a fingernail, which is disgusting. It is not shiny.
It looks like a piece of
black
resin that was squished into a facet on a ring.
Not even shiny resin, though.
I can't.
Also, what did you do to those fingernails that made them black? It's not pretty.
I can't.
You can't even look at it.
I don't. It's so stupid that it actually makes me angry.
If someone gave me this and didn't tell me it was made out of fingernails, I would be like, what stone is that? Because it's ugly. And not...
Yeah, there's also something called a cubic zirconia.
Thank you, and much rather.
Okay.
Or if you want me to have a black stone for some weird reason, get me at least an onyx. They're shiny.
Or a tourmaline.
Thank you. Something shiny. This is dull. This looks like you picked your nose and rolled the boogers in your fingers for a couple of months.
Yes.
And picked up all the dirt from your fingers and then put it in a ring.
I cannot.
You don't love her that much.
This also goes back to, it is not about money. Some people do not have the money for it. That is fine.
That's fine.
It's outrageous and expensive and not what's important.
Sure.
But you can get just a plain ring and not forget the gem.
Why does it have to be biological? Ugh. Why does it have to be something from your butt?
That is biological assault, as far as
it's so gross. What's the saying they say? An engagement ring is supposed to be like a month's worth of salary. Is that what it is? How much of your salary?
Oh, God. That was some BS De Beers campaign 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, De Beers definitely made it up. But people like kind
the
of...
the king of blood diamonds.
Yes. And they made that up, but it spread like wildfire. And that's what people generally assume now.
Yeah.
But it's like a month or 2 months of income or something.
It's more like 3 months.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Which is insane. This guy spent a year. So it's like, oh, he really loved it. No, he spent a year clipping his fingernails, which he was going to do anyway.
Stop it. And so you say.
Ugh.
I don't like him.
I don't like it. No. I don't think she should marry him. Because if he's a DIY master, you're literally never going to have anything new. Like, your comforter on your bed's going to be made from your dead cat's fur.
Okay.
I mean, really. He's going to DIY everything.
Not on my watch.
People come over and be like, would you like some water? Would you like filtered water? We don't have a Brita. We just run it through the teeth of a rat.
I can't.
Clearly, I'm not very good at DIY.
Oh, my God.
These are my ideas. But no, thank you. Mm-mm. Just don't get me a ring or get me. I'd rather you go to Claire's. Honestly, get me something that's going to rot my finger off.
We'll make
before.
Sure you paint the back of it with clear nail polish first.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'd rather my finger fall off than me be carrying as a symbol of our unity your fingernail clippings on my finger set in a ring setting. No, I mean, honestly, it could be what happens when trees turn to stone.
Petrified.
That could be petrified poop for all we know.
I can't.
Am I right?
I can't.
You saw it.
Moving on.
Fine. We'll move on to our raves.
Okay, this week's rave made me so happy. It's another animal story. Sorry, we're never going to stop with those.
Can't help it.
Because they make us feel good inside.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman who has spent the last 40 years protecting otters from extinction in England.
Oh, my God.
She is adorable.
Look at her. Okay. Oh, my God. She's got an otter on her shoulders.
Yeah, she is so cute. I love her. This 82-year-old animal lover and her pet otters may be adorable, but their doting companionship has also helped protect the special species. Daphne Neville has spent the last 40 years of her life raising rescued otters so that she can raise awareness for the creatures.
Aww.
Rudy is her 10th pet otter, and he even goes with her to shops. But people don't mind because the critter always looks so cozy. Cozy and happy. Now 14 years old, the docile Asian small clawed otter has been living with Neville since his mother abandoned him as a baby.
Aww.
With Rudy, I've had him since he was 3 weeks old. He thinks I'm his mom. I'm a part of him and he's a part of me. I've shown people you can have incredible bonds with these creatures. I wouldn't want to be a risk to anyone. All my otters have been immaculately behaved. I wouldn't dream of taking them out otherwise. We do shows all over the place. People come from miles away, especially from Australia and New Zealand, because they don't have otters there.
Aww, I didn't know that. that.
I mean, either. An actress by trade, Neville adopted her first otter in 1980 after a friend remarked on how her 18th century converted water mill offered the perfect conditions for otter care.
Oh.
She has also campaigned tirelessly alongside big names such as the legendary, oh God, Sir David Attenborough.
My goodness.
Dana and I love him. He narrates all the BBC animal and nature shows in order to urge water companies to clean the counties, in order for the water companies to clean the country's rivers. They had become so polluted with the PCB chemical that the wild otter was almost extinct in England. God. However, Neville's actions prompted Michael Meacher, then Environment Minister under Tony Blair, to announce plans to phase out the PCBs. She says she, her husband, and three children didn't know anything about otters. We were just a normal family, but then we wanted to raise awareness about their future. We fought so hard for their safety. Clean water is pivotal for the future of otters and all living creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, the rivers have visibly improved. Neville is now supporting Animal Alerts, a small device which attaches to the front of cars and emits an ultrasonic sound. This warns creatures like rabbits, dogs, and squirrels not to cross the road as the car is approaching.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it could potentially save countless critters from oncoming traffic. It also, like Neville herself, can save otters because they like to cross the road at night when they think it's safe. How awesome is that?
That's amazing. She is so adorable.
She's so cute, and she literally carries her 14-year-old otter around on her shoulders. And he just crawls around on her.
They are so cute.
They're playful and amazing.
The way they hug each other when they're sleeping so they don't float apart.
Uh-huh.
Or the way the mommies hold the babies on their bellies.
On their bellies, the moms lay in the back.
It's
in the water.
Cutest thing ever.
We have sea otters, and they're very prevalent around Monterey.
Yes.
Oh, God.
They're so cute.
And they're everywhere.
And they're social.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you, walk up on the dock, and it's, in a very... Monterey is quiet, even though, yes, a lot of people love to go there as tourists.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, a cheesy, in-your-face touristy place.
Uh-uh.
So the dock and, the main part of town off the water is, pretty frequented, and those little guys pop
up. They're everywhere.
Oh, God, they're so cute. We stood there for, an hour just watching them pop their heads out.
I know. I've taken my son up there for little quick getaways, just he and I, several times, and one of our favorite things is just the sea otters coming up, and we talk to them, of course, you know me. But they'll follow you. Like, we would walk down the bank and they'd follow us just because they're curious to see what we're doing.
Yes.
Very cute.
They're cute as can be. But also, I didn't even think about the fact that there's obviously sea otters and there's river otters.
Yeah, I never really thought about that either.
Didn't realize that they lived in rivers. Maybe we didn't realize that because so many rivers are so poorly polluted.
Polluted.
These days.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to say, I love David Attenborough.
Oh, God.
And I definitely feel like if he narrated my life, then when times are hard or whatever, I'd be like, well, this is just how nature is. And maybe I could get through life easier if my life were narrated by David Attenborough.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Because then the good things also are just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Why is his voice so adorable and informative at the same time?
So soothing.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned it many times. If you want to just tune out and look at beautiful nature, okay, and everything about it, please. Most people have Netflix these days. Open up the BBC series and just fire away.
Blue Planet.
God.
There's several of them that are amazing.
He's really amazing.
I fast forward through the animals have to eat parts.
What?
Like any of the hunting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't. My son loves it.
He does.
Yeah, it worries me.
He likes seeing an orca take out a sea lion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like it so much. I only
But he also didn't want to have any meat when he thought it was an animal. Remember the hamburger?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he's okay with it just because it's animals.
What do you think a cheeseburger is?
And he knows, they got to eat, don't they?
Yeah.
He knows the orca can't go to McDonald's or Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's true. I love that. I love that she found her calling.
For real.
I guess her calling kind of found her.
Yes.
I hope mine finds me soon.
Oh.
So for my rave this week, I'm going to read you a little bit about it. It's called CSFA. California State Firefighters Association, which is very apropos because we're on fire right now.
Literally
every week there's new fires all around us. It's devastating. This is donation funds for firefighters who have lost their homes during recent and tragic NorCal fires. CSFA is compiling a list of vetted donation funds for firefighters and other public safety personnel who have lost their homes during these horrible fires. We extend our hearts and prayers to all affected by these tragedies. We'll update this page as the information rolls in. So it's csfa.net if you would like to look. They have listings for Bay Area firefighters and families, Sonoma and Napa fires, American Red Cross disaster relief, forestry crab feed fighter relief. These are all places that you can donate to firefighters who they're out there on the front lines trying to save everyone's homes. And they live there too, and they're losing their homes as well. So major organizations accepting financial donations, Napa Valley Community Foundation, Salvation Army, Evacuation. There are food pantries listed. The California State Firefighters Association is the state's oldest statewide fire service trade association. Since 1922, CSFA has been at the forefront as an advocate for improved working conditions, firefighter health, and safety laws designed to save lives and property. So if you need help, go to this place. I know that we're here in California. A lot of our listeners are in California as well. Yep. If you have family who may need help, let them know about this place. They help victims as well as firefighters' families. Yeah, please visit CSFA. It really touches our hearts because we live here where it's affecting. We've had a lot of our friends have been evacuated. My father was a firefighter growing up. So all of this hits very close to home for us.
I'm sure for you, especially with your dad doing that. Like anyone that is a firefighter puts their life on the line every single day.
Yes.
And, you know, I always think about this when there's fires and when we're complaining that it's, you know, a blazing hot day here. And I'm like, okay, we're all freaking out. Yeah, it's 95 to 100 degrees, whatever. Picture being in those suits and being in the front line of raging wildfires that are out of control, and them putting their lives on the line when their own families have had to evacuate a lot of times from the areas, and especially these ones that sadly have now several firefighters lost their own homes. We're going to post this website, and it is great to go to this because a lot of times people give to just one group and think, oh, that is great, and just sometimes there's places that know where the money needs to go, right? So it gives you a list of things. And also sometimes local stations are literally like looking for donations of water and chapstick and things like that. I know earlier this year with fires, they needed that desperately to provide clean socks during shifts. Right. Just things that we don't think about to give to the firefighters that were going for way past a normal, quote, work shift. Oh, these people were for 12 to 18 hours going at it nonstop.
And so, this organization too, I love that their purpose, here's their purpose, to foster and promote a better understanding among members, elected and appointed officials and the public, to encourage the maintenance of the civil service system, to promote the observance of high standards of conduct for firefighters, and to work for the enactment and maintenance of laws and regulations that benefit fire service personnel and protect life and property. So I think that's amazing. It says in this article, they're representing almost 15,000 firefighters from all elements of fire service. CSFA is committed to building a strong community for all firefighters, and we need to look after our heroes, because that's what they are.
Absolutely.
They're rescuing people and property and animals, and we need to look out for them, because I can tell you, as the daughter of a firefighter, there are long-term repercussions for a job like that.
Yes.
There are health issues that manifest later in life, and it's a struggle.
Yes.
And that's a sacrifice that these men and women are making to keep us safe.
Yep.
So think about that if you can.
Absolutely.
You know, during 9/11, I think that was kind of brought to the forefront. But once things kind of die down with something, you know, we're dealing with that now. A lot of these rescue workers, years and years later, have major health issues.
Yes.
It is our job to still help them.
Absolutely.
So this is a good way to do that with firefighters out here on the West Coast.
Yep.
CSFA.net, is that what I said?
I believe, yes. Yeah. And we will post links to that so you can go directly to the website.
Absolutely. And thank you to that organization for thinking of these men and women.
Absolutely.
Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Can you believe I made it through?
Yeah. Yes, you're a trooper.
and then now I have to edit it. We'll have to see how much snot and sniffling and coughing I can pull out.
I wish that the Sad Trombone website still worked.
Does it not? It was my favorite.
Yeah, and I Dan used to and just I send did that it to each people. Other
all the time.
Yeah, you could just... I would send the link to the site, and you open the site, and it just immediately
went wah, 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 wah.
And then it would go one up on the ticker, and it would show you like 3 million.
Yes, yes.
Sad Trombones played.
It doesn't work anymore.
No.
Oh, that's really sad.
No.
Somebody probably ruined it for everyone. Probably sent it to like Trump or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get political.
Do you still have your flute?
What flute?
I don't know. Did you ever play the flute?
I played the clarinet. I wish you knew me.
Could you play it on your clarinet and
probably,
record it for us?
But it wouldn't sound the same. It's trombone is what it's meant for.
I know. The sad clarinet.
It's not the same. Sad clarinet makes you giggle. Look, you just giggled.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Well, Jessica, do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Sure.
So they can let us know where the new Sad Trombone is?
Please find us and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast, Twitter at raves_the, email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com or directly through the contact button of our website, www.therantsandravespodcast.com.
You know what? You could be the modern day David Attenborough.
Oh, I should be so lucky.
Wait, here, look at Lucy and tell us about her in your best animal documentary voice. Documentarian voice.
A small fox-like creature.
Nope, gonna stop you. Don't put on an accent that's not yours. You have to be Jessica.
It's too boring if it's just my regular voice.
Nobody's gonna believe you're Dame Jessica.
A small fox-like creature curls up in the shape of a ball, lingering on what looks like a hardscape of a desert atmosphere. I've already lost it. Hearing my own voice. Oh, and it just woke her up.
No, my coughing woke her up. Sorry, Lucy. Sorry, Jessica thinks you're in the desert when you're on the couch.
A small fox-like creature curled up in a ball.
Oh,
see, that
look
sounds
at
much nicer. It the Attenborough sound... way.
A small fox-like creature. Okay. Let's get to our weekly point to ponder. So our weekly point to ponder, I got this. It's a little bit serious because I've been sick. But a friend of ours posted this, Danielle Weeks, and it's actually from someone who we really, really love. Yeah, Emily McDowell. We follow her and love her. Her stuff, she makes original cards and notebooks and journals and things like that. So you can find her on Instagram. She's really amazing. And this is one of her cards that she's turned into journals and stuff. But I just really love what it says. And it's a little like foo-foo-y probably. But just listen. Just listen, guys. You're already here. Okay?
That's right.
All right. Here we go. Finding yourself is not really how it works. You aren't a $10 bill in last winter's coat pocket. You are also not lost. Your true self is right there, buried under cultural conditioning, other people's opinions, and inaccurate conclusions you drew as a kid that became your beliefs about who you are. Finding yourself is actually returning to yourself, an unlearning, an excavation, a remembering who you were before the world got its hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that so much.
I do
too. So let's try and do that this week, guys. Let's try and remember who we were before the world got its hands on us.
Yep.
That's it. We'll be back here again tomorrow. I love you guys. Please rate, review,
yes.
Subscribe. Send us messages, even if it's just to say, hey, we love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloweenies. One, two. Freddy's coming for you.
No!